From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about James White embarrassing himself in a sermon where he wanted to do an apologetic against Roman Catholic dogma, but made a large tangent about his social media beefs. And if you watch The Dividing Line, you're probably familiar with this is what James White wants to talk about. I can't tell you how many comments that I have seen of people saying I stopped watching The Dividing Line because James White would just talk about online Twitter beefs. And that is what James White did in a sermon. And it is very reminiscent of Beth Moore, in fact. James White went full Beth Moore. Beth Moore, when she did preach, loved to do this. She loved to bring up Twitter beef in her sermons. In fact, she loved doing that so much, she wrote a memoir and regaled the reader with her Twitter exploits. That is what James White is also doing in a sermon. He is wasting the congregation's time regaling them with Twitter beef. However, it is not just any Twitter beef. It is a troll that he took the bait for. He fell for the troll. He took the bait, and now he's trying to argue against a bait post. It was rage bait, and he fell for it. And that gives evangelicals, that gives Protestants a bad look. And that's not how we need to be doing apologetics against the Roman Catholic Church in today's age. So we're going to dive into this, but first I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. And you can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. Have a lot of stories. Not all of them make videos. So you should check out the website, check out the free newsletter. This patron-like system gives you bonus content as well, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. Also, I got a book, Winning Not Winsome, linked in the description below. Now, let's get on to this clip. It's from this past Sunday. I assume it's at Apologia Church, but it was distributed on their YouTube channel for Apologia Studios, and they thought this was a banger. So this is the clip, and it's hard to watch, to be honest.
Well, they may not be called tweets anymore, but look, what else are you going to call it? A post on X? I mean, that's not nearly as fun as tweet, personally. So anyway, there is a young man named Anthony on Twitter, and I've run into him before. He's a Roman Catholic. And what he likes to do is he likes to throw out statements, you know, a single short sentence statement that is just so wild that it gets a tremendous amount of engagement. And evidently, I guess now on Twitter, I'm not sure how this works because I have not monetized my account. If you get people to retweet your stuff who have lots of followers, you make more money. And I guess there are people making thousands and thousands of dollars a month on Twitter now. Wow, okay. I just don't feel comfortable doing that, so we're not doing that. But anyway.
I got to pause right here. Has James White monetized his YouTube presence? Because otherwise there's no moral high ground that he has here. It's just, I don't want to say hypocrisy, but it's very close to hypocrisy. So, you know, he's trying to accuse this Anthony guy of who I believe has the Avoiding Babylon YouTube channel. So he's trying to accuse him of, you know, engagement farming. And maybe that is what he did, but, you know, it's a Catholic comedy. It was rage bait that he was posting to own people like James White, and he fell for it and is now using it as a sermon illustration here.
He throws out this statement. Ready? Here's this. This is where it all ties together. He throws out the statement, "The thief on the cross was saved through the prayers of Mary." The thief on the cross was saved through the prayers of Mary. Now, I had never heard anyone make that statement. It didn't massively shock me, because, you know, I've learned a lot about Marian dogma in Roman Catholicism. I'll be reading you a couple of prayers here. They'll give you an idea before we wrap up. But still, I had actually never heard, even in talking with Roman Catholics, even debating the subject, I had never heard anyone say that the thief on the cross was saved through the prayers of Mary. There's nothing in the New Testament that even suggests such a thing. There's nothing in the early church. I had never read anything. And I had to read. I didn't bring it with me. There's a book called The Glories of Mary by Alphonsus de Ligouri, a doctor of the Roman Catholic Church, over 800 editions of the book. And I had to read that entire thing in writing Mary, Another Redeemer. It was one of the most spiritually oppressive things I've ever done, to be honest with you. It's just, it's unbelievable. It's horrific. And I didn't even remember in Ligouri ever having heard anyone say something like that. And so it's a short.
Again, the reason why he's never heard anyone make this argument before is because it's an obvious troll. They're trying to troll Protestants into doing dumb stuff like this. And this Anthony guy, he was back on social media just championing this. And I made a post that went super viral as well on this, basically making the point of this video that this is a broken man and he went full Beth Moore here and decided that this was helpful in a sermon. And it's about to get a little bit more cantankerous than it already is.
One sentence thing you throw out there, and what I see is Calvin Robinson retweeting it with the comment, I don't remember which came first, it was either Mary-pilled, period, based, or based Mary pilled, one of the two. You know, all this, you know, they can't actually speak English on Twitter any longer. You have to throw all this weird stuff in there just to prove how cool you are. But
no, that is English, my dear James White, elder friend, gray bearded friend. So Calvin Robinson, if you don't remember, last week, I believe I did a video on Calvin Robinson and the whole Defeating Trash World Conference and that controversy. And this controversy involved a lot of people discovering that Calvin Robinson had some views on Marian dogma that were not very acceptable in Protestant circles, and rightfully so. And Calvin Robinson is an interesting character. I don't think he's overly mature, in my opinion, and definitely not someone who has been grateful to have entered the United States as some sort of political refugee, so to speak, you know, like Jordan Peterson and his daughter. So he's just like them. So I'd be fine with sending Calvin Robinson back because he has no respect for American culture and religion and history. So he doesn't respect these things. So, you know, I'd be fine with sending him back since he doesn't want to. But rather than arguing with Calvin Robinson like Stephen Wolf did, like I would, and certainly made the point as well in an article and in a video, that Calvin Robinson doesn't adhere to the 39 Articles of Anglicanism, which condemn much of the doctrine that Calvin Robinson ascribes to, because he's basically someone who appeals to Roman Catholic theology but denies the Pope, so he has no real basis to defend his own theology. Rather than do that and argue from that premise, he's, you know, going full boomer about doing it. So we're going to wrap up the final stretch of this clip where he kind of goes into Calvin Robinson. I just wanted to provide some backstory on who this is. I already did a video on it, but if you didn't see it, there you go.
Anyway, it's also to make the boomers expose themselves for being boomers and actually want people to speak English for some weird reason. But anyway, based and Mary-pilled. In other words, he was agreeing with the assertion that the thief on the cross was saved through the prayers of Mary.
Now, that's the entire clip. And again, Calvin Robinson, I don't know if he believes it or not because his theology is weird, but he's trolling. And he's been doing this the entire time that it's become controversial, his presence at the Defeating Trash World Conference. Ever since, he's been trolling. That is what it is. And James White is so, what's the word, butthurt about being trolled and rage baited, that he's including it in sermons, that he's making a mockery of Sunday sermons by including his own Twitter beef because he has nothing else to talk about. This is embarrassing for a man of his age, that he's acting like a middle schooler that just got a social media account. That is embarrassing. There are effective ways to do apologetics against the Roman Catholic Church, and I'm sure James White has done that in the past, but he just became a laughingstock for doing this nonsense by falling for the rage bait and then including it in a Sunday sermon to an audience that did not even see it. This is embarrassing. And that's all I got to say about that. My name is Ray. It's the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do also subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. We will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.